There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Grant, what kind of dirt do you have for us?
Let me turn my mic on here. We're going to start out with a new couple that has just been confirmed by Entertainment Tonight. Selena Gomez and Zayn Malik are now officially a couple. How about that?
What?
That's
kind of fun.
Yeah, both beautiful. Yeah, I like it.
That is surprising.
Is he the one who had the baby with the
Gigi?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't see this one coming at all.
That's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know, but all right. Fine.
So there we go. Got a new couple in Hollywood. Well, let's take a peek back at the Gwyneth Paltrow Utah ski case that we've been talking about here, trial that we've been talking about for the last few days. So yesterday we left off with that potentially Gwyneth would have to take the stand today along with her kids and some medical professionals. Well, apparently she did take the stand today. She was called to the witness stand on Friday for this civil suit that was filed against her for, $300,000 against this Dr. Terry Sanderson, who was claiming that she hit him from behind while skiing down a hill. But according to this report, Julia, you were saying
she just testified.
She just testified.
So this is just from Variety. And she basically took the stand. And she said she's not the one to blame for the ski accident that happened 7 years ago. She said, I was skiing and two skis came between my skis, forcing my legs apart. And then there was a body pressing into me.
Oh.
And she said there was a strange grunting noise. And she initially thought it was a sexual assault. She said, my brain was trying to make sense of what was happening. I thought, is this a practical joke? Is someone doing something perverted? And she said she was very upset and angry and that she yelled at him and said to him, you skied directly into my bleeping back. And she alleges that he skied into me. This is utter BS what he's telling you. And he's trying to exploit me because I'm a celebrity.
Well, her lawyer gets overruled just about every time.
Well, we'll see what happens with this. I mean, she said it.
And then she tried to lecture the opposing attorney on how to react after an accident. And the judge said, just answer the question.
Oh, wow. To be a fly on the wall in this trial would be real fun. But
it's interesting. There's no fans line. I mean, there's like empty seats. People in Utah don't care about this trial.
They're good skiing. They've got so much snow this week. They have so much snow there. They're skiing there. Park City is a resort town where people just go to ski.
Yeah, they're not caught up in the Hollywood bus and bus.
Yeah, this will be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll be waiting and we'll have updates as they come along. But like they said yesterday, she did take the stand. And I wonder when and if her kids... they heard from Sanderson's daughters as eyewitnesses. So the doctor's daughters came up and were the eyewitnesses for the doctor that is going up against her. So
the plaintiff.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
The lawyer, the guy's lawyer accused Gwyneth of lying on the stand, and her lawyer immediately stood up and yelled, "We demand an apology." I mean, I wish someone was live tweeting this.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely a different lawyer than Johnny Depp had, that's for sure. Uh-huh. Well, let's take a peek over at, let's go to Broadway here, and a little bit of a controversy with some Real Housewives stars. Luann de Lesseps was at the Bad Cinderella show. And apparently she, in the middle of the show, stormed out because after seeing that Bethany Frankel was at the same show. Now, prior to the show, their publicist, Rick Morantis, or whatever his name is, he had originally had the two seated next to each other. And someone had told them, no, you can't do that. So that he seated them directly across the aisles from each other. But about at intermission, she noticed that Bethany was there and got up and stormed right out. What's the beef between these two?
Oh, they can't stand each other. They were housewives together.
Yep, yep.
I mean, Lori, did you see this? And this show, by the way, is Andrew Lloyd Webber's brand new show that he couldn't be at because he has two boys. One of his son is in hospice right now.
Oh.
And he's just devastated. It's been devastating watching this news. His son also is a creative guy and has written on other plays and things. And so it's kind of devastating news because his son is super young. So that's going on. But I guess it's kind of funny because they were seated right by each other. And then one of them got PR person got hold of the theater and said, these gals can't sit by each other. I have no idea why Luann left halfway through.
But I'll tell you why.
Why?
She's having cabaret shows and the appeal is worn off and they're not selling out like they did.
Oh.
So she left at halftime to get it in a headline?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so gross.
Then her good people point. Can remind people of her show dates.
That's a great
of
point.
Her cabaret-esque.
There you go. Well, we have a new engagement in Hollywood, and it's fresh off of a divorce, too. Kate Bosworth and Justin Long are officially engaged. Now, this is according to sources from People, and this has been long rumored because, you know, they've showed pictures of her on red carpets recently with a big ring on her finger.
Yes, yes,
so
yes,
we
yes.
all kind of assume this, but this was brought to my attention by Lori said this to me earlier. You know, she has been in a two-year split with her former husband, Michael Polish, and they just finalized their divorce, last week?
Well, it was a long time coming. They were two. They were both two skinny people, never eating. And they both lost more and more weight. I think the total combined weight of these two, the married couple, was 130 pounds. I mean, seriously, remember how skinny that guy was? She didn't eat. Yeah. I think she looks like she's happy.
I remember when he dated Drew Barrymore.
This guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Zach Justin Braff.
Long. No, Justin Long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's apparently she's head over heels, cloud nine, according to this source. So very happy for the new couple. And let's wrap this one up here with some book news. Now, yesterday we learned that Millie Bobby Brown turned down a $10 million payment to be a part of a Stranger Things extension.
Right.
And now she's going to be releasing her own novel. And it's called 19 Steps. And this novel will be coming out in September. And it's a historical novel inspired by her own family history, which is her grandma Ruth having survived the Bethnal Green tube disaster in World War II. Do you guys know about this?
So this was a
train station back in the day, and it had a very narrow entrance and long stairs going down. And they would use this as a bunker when bomb alarms would go off during World War II. So an alarm went off because of bomb did go off, and all these people rushed to this bomb shelter, and at the same time they all collapsed down these stairs. Over 300 people were intertangled together, and dozens of people lost their lives due to asphyxiation. It was a crazy story back in the day, but her grandma Ruth was a part of that very story, and so she's going to make this book paying homage to that story.
Wow.
And it's kind of like a historical fiction title.
Right.
So yeah.
Thank you, Grant.
Yeah, I figured to bring a little
kind of interesting.
A little Low J book club to
Thank
the dirt.
Thank you. All right, what's happening with the traffic?
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for First Equity Mortgage. David and his team of super mortgage professionals are experts at coming up with solutions and making sure that you have the very best possible mortgage that you qualify for. They know, you know, maybe you're buying in a neighborhood, maybe it's an income level, maybe you're a veteran, maybe you're eligible for one. There's a myriad of number of mortgages that you could choose from, but you're not going to know what they are. They will be able to help you pick the very best mortgage. Or if you're looking at refinancing because you've got an adjustable rate mortgage or something, they mean solutions, and they are your champions on your side
you're
of
so
the
right.
table.
You're so right, Lori, and it's easy. They make it so easy for you. I remember one time, more recently, when I was refinancing and someone else I knew was doing it with someone else, and she was talking about what a pain in the butt it is. I'm like, really? I didn't have to do really anything. First Equity, they're wonderful. You'll love them. Lori's going to go first. She's raised her hand the highest. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
Nice arm, honey. All right.
I'm not picking anything in Hawaii for obvious reasons, but really? I am picking some fun things that are going on in the Twin Cities. So okay. I know a lot of people who are excited about this. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, The Price is Right live at Mystic. Okay, so.
Yes.
People, there are still tickets, but okay, they're doing it Friday, fun. Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Price is Right fan, this is your weekend. Of course, tomorrow night, Fancy Ray is doing his comedy show at the Spring Street Tavern tomorrow night. And Grant posted a link for the tickets on yesterday's show page.
He was so also, much fun yesterday. If you haven't listened to our show yesterday at 3:30. Oh, hilarious.
Tomorrow night, Warrant and Lita Ford are playing at Treasure Island. At Crooners tomorrow night, River, the music of Carole King, Joni Mitchell, and Carly Simon.
Yes.
Is being performed. And then tonight, Corey Medina and Brothers are playing at the Minnesota Music Cafe, and Alex Rossi is playing at Bunkers.
Oh, Alex is a good dude. I know Alex.
Is he?
Oh, great guy. Yes.
Oh, look at that.
He's friends with my buddy, with Michael. They play together a lot with Michael, right? They're a part, like, they're all in that same age range, and they all play together. Alex is...
He's got a great band.
Oh, it's an amazing band. Great.
Okay, so here are my picks, okay? I'm just going to say, because it's only there for a limited time, but The Prom at the Chanhassen is so much darn fun. I keep getting texts from friends, was it really as good as you say? And I'm like, yes,
so
it is.
Good.
So that's one of the picks. Disney's immersive animation opened this week. And what you can expect is that you can hang out with Elsa, Tinkerbell, Simba, and it's wall-to-ceiling, floor-to-ceiling montages from music, from movies, 45 different movies, Lights, Bambi, Sleeping Beauty, El Canto, everything is in the space. So if you are Disney lovers, I think this would be really fun for families. And it's a one-of-a-kind experience. It's cheaper than going to Disney World or Disneyland, I might add. The Galleria is having their floral experience. They do themes to bring magical and mythical worlds to life, interactive blooms. It's kind of fun. Bachman's does this. And so for 2 weeks, which kicks off this Sunday and it's free, you can just see all these beautiful floral arrangements in the Galleria. And that'll get you excited for spring, folks. And then the Minneapolis International Film Festival is tomorrow. And it's just dance, music, cultural learning booths, exhibitions, food, global food vendors are going to be there, you know, different booths to find stuff. It's free, and it's at the Central Park Gym. So that starts tomorrow, and it's from 1 to 5. So something kind of fun and different to do. All right, Grant, tell us everything in the sports world that's happening, because there's a lot,
but, you know, the biggest focus, I would say, we've got the Sweet 16, and then the Elite 8. Sweet 16 is going to finish up tonight, and then we go into the Elite 8 this weekend for the NCAA tournament, so that's on, you know, every channel you can think of, CBS, TBS, TNT, and I believe True TV are the four main channels that you can watch those games on. We also have the NCAA Hockey Frozen Four coming up here, which Minnesota last night had a big win. They scored 9 goals, and I can't even...
We don't even know the name of
the school. They're from the East Coast. Yep. I think they're from New York, but they're playing St. Cloud State tomorrow night.
St. Cloud State beat Mankato.
And St. Cloud beat Mankato. And for some reason, the NCAA put all three Minnesota teams in the same bracket. Which
I don't understand at all.
It was traveling to save money, but that's a poor excuse. Fine. But yeah, so the big game tomorrow, if you're a fan of Minnesota hockey, St. Cloud State, great school, great hockey program. The U of M, this is the best team that the U of M has had since the 2001-2002 years.
When we used to dominate.
Yeah. They've got multiple NHL picks on this team. So this should be a fun game tomorrow night, 5:30 p.m. on ESPN2. Unfortunately, it's not easy to watch.
It's on ESPN2?
Yeah, so you have to have cable to watch that public program, you know. They love that, But it is available at every... You know, you can go to Bunny's. I'm going to go to Bunny's.
You can go to a bar. Yeah,
I'm going to go to Bunny's.
Because my kids were talking about going to watch the Gophers, and I'm like, okay.
I'm
going to
go to Bunny's tomorrow and do that. And
what time is that at?
That's at 5:30 p.m. So that's the big one.
Yep.
And then for a home game, if you want to check out the Wild, they're playing tomorrow at 4 p.m. against the Chicago Blackhawks. And the Loons are also having a home game tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. against Vancouver at Allianz Field. So there's a couple things to go do, but if it were me, there's a lot of great stuff to sit on your couch and watch.
There is. There's a lot of everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to follow up, guys, on the J-Lo thing with Ben Affleck. Yes. A friend of mine who watches The Business Channel wanted us to know that the J-Lo house thing keeps falling apart because the appraisals are too high and the banks won't give them the loans.
That's what I said about the first one, because the first one, I think they paid $55 million and it was only appraised at $34 million.
So this is what keeps happening.
Yeah, that happens a lot, actually, now, with especially with the way.
And I wonder if houses, you know, they're just so overpriced in L.A. and the surrounding areas. Go ahead, Laura.
Well, you know what's happening April 1st in California? The mansion tax.
Yes, it is. Only in L.A. County.
Really?
Yeah,
L.A. County. But so people are trying to offload these mansions that are overvalued and trying to get them sold by the 1st of April.
Ah. Because there's an additional like 4 or 5% tax.
Look at your... And people have been selling houses left and right these last few months. Like, yep. I mean, we saw... I think Shaquille O'Neal just sold his house in L.A. today, I believe.
That's why.
You're right. Wow. And Mark Wahlberg,
too. They want to get rid of houses that are... Maybe they're renting them and it's an investment. And good for the banks for turning down loans for houses that are not 100% worth that much money. Right. They're actually helping these famous rich people.
Right. Yes,
that's true.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So it's National Cocktail Day, you know?
Oh.
And by the way, Grant, I won the game for the first time, I think, ever.
You did.
Yes.
Because it was cocktail-based, and, as a waitress and former sort of bartender, I know my way around the cocktails. So this drink is called the Playful Paloma, okay?
Okay, La Paloma.
And you can make it with gin, or you can make it with vodka, but two parts gin or vodka, one part grapefruit juice, lime juice, agave nectar, and a splash of club soda. It sounds light and refreshing, and kind of, I feel like it's springy here, Lori. Like, this would be kind of...
That sounds like an amazing cocktail.
Doesn't it? And according to the machine today, there's going to be a shortage on tequila, which, who can believe, but the agave plant... Now, I know this because I was just in Mexico and toured a tequila place. The agave plant looks like an aloe vera plant.
Yep.
They're very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they take a very, very long time. They're slow growers. And so there's been, tequila has been on such hot demand. It was like the liquor of 2022 or something. So the demand is there. And so they're saying that there might be a shortage because the agave plant is not going to be able to keep up with the demand. So,
but no worries. Ozempic's ready to go.
Right. Where is it? Why don't we have an Ozempic doctor on that can just shoot it into my stomach right here and there?
Oh, I love how
can you book them for Monday? Lori, I need it.
When you brought that up to me and you said that there's no more shortage of Ozempic, I'm like, convenient. After all of this time now when people are dying to clamor to get it, they finally have the supply they need.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I don't think, I mean...
It's not healthy. I know, Lori, but I would get it with vitamin B and everything else. Then I would get face fillers, too. I'm just saying it would be a good kickstart.
But you're gassy and you got diarrhea.
It would have been a perfect month to do it while I'm in the studio alone. I still have a couple weeks. I could do it now. That's Grant, book the doctor.
All right.
Book him, Dano.
Book him, Dano.
All right, we're going to come back with the rest of the...
Hey everyone, Lori and Julia here for Hammernick's Interior Solutions. Been in business, family owned for 78 years, so that tells you something. They service the entire Twin Cities metro area and beyond. They are a full service flooring company and they have the largest selection of in-stock flooring in Minnesota. There's the location on St. Paul on Wright Street, right across from the Design Center. And also, in New Hope off of 169 and Bass Lake Road. So they do everything. They can educate you. They can help you with whatever your budget is. They offer very competitive pricing.
And
their inventory is always 12% off.
You're right, Lori. And they also have the latest and the greatest color selection because, you know, we know there's so many different choices now A lot of warm woods are coming back in vogue in the flooring situation, as well as great carpet. You're going to love it. Tell them Lori and Julia sent you. That's Hammernix. We got a good email that we forgot to read in the 4 o'clock hour when we were talking about the separation of Jim Toth and Reese Witherspoon. And so a listener, Ashley sent us this email, and she said, I'm going off of my LinkedIn comment, because remember I went into LinkedIn to look him up and stuff.
Yeah.
Jim Toth, Lori, left CAA April 2019 to take a short-lived role 1 year as the head of content acquisitions and talent in the short-learned streaming service Quibi.
Oh,
that's great.
Since then, he's been sitting on boards, but doesn't have a day-to-day job. Not that he needs one, but there might be tension about roles and responsibilities and successes. He may have had some cheating time on his hand. .. Ryan Philippe 2.0.
Oh, Philippe. Oh. Wow. So thank you, listener.
I forgot. He left CAA.
I did too, and to Quibi. Remember, that's all they were trying to shove down our throats, and it just never worked.
Ever, never.
Oh my God, so that was good scoop reporting.
That was good scoop recording, and I can't believe that they ever thought Quibi was going to work, because if we wanted to watch 6, 7, 8 minute shows, that's what we have TikTok and Instagram right, and YouTube for.
I know it. You're so right. You're so right. I just want to remind people, if you haven't already done so, it just takes a second to register for Pick Your Prize.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be fun if it was you? Your chance to win something worth $10,000. You can go to mytalk1071.com to look at the prizes, but you download the MyTalk app and you have to register online for that.
Yeah, and you can also register for our list of rewards at the same time, where you can win a Bose wireless speaker. We've got gift cards to Ooh La La, Bubbly Paws, Culver's, and you got your four chances daily to win $100 and be a part of that Pick Your Prize grand prize that Julia was just talking about. So not only can you sign up for that, you can sign up for our listener awards and double win that way.
You can.
So do it both. Get them done at the same time.
You can. All right. Should I give you guys just a couple little TV things that we haven't already discussed this Please. Weekend? Okay. So the series premiere is on Hulu, which is tonight. It's called Up Here, musical romantic comedy starring Mae Whitman and Carlos Valdez. There are a couple struggling to connect because of competing voices in their heads.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I love Mae Whitman. She was on Planned Parenthood. She was the young daughter.
Okay. Not Planned Parenthood.
No.
Just Parenthood.
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 Yeah, yeah. I was like, they had a movie.
And then if you like scary movies, you too.
Yes, yes.
On Peacock tonight, streaming premiere of M. Night Shyamalan's Knock at the Cabin.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Check this out. I read that book.
I know, Lori.
I think you read it too.
I hated the ending. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. tomorrow night, World Figure Skating Championship is on at 8 o'clock.
Where do you have a place? Probably NBC. NBC. It's usually NBC.
NBC.
Oh, I know, Victoria, Mom, you're listening. Get your DVR ready.
My mom will be Victoria. So excited.
Oh, I watch figure skating with my mom.
I love it.
All the time.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And then on couple things on Sunday night, Adam Sandler's Mark Twain celebration is going to be on CNN at 8 o'clock. Probably 7 o'clock here. And then Showtime, Yellow Jackets comes back on Sunday night, and Succession comes back Sunday night. So there you mm-hmm. go. And then Kiefer Sutherland has been doing the rounds. He's got a new show called Rabbit Hole.
Yep.
That premieres on Sunday too on Paramount Plus.
And that's got a very, isn't it like government esque kind of.
Yeah, corporate espionage.
It's got the feel of
Frame for Murder.
24 feel, but like a different plot line. But
yeah, instead of being the president, it's more corporate stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It looks interesting.
John Wick, which you're going to?
Oh, I cannot wait. I talked to Paul McGuire, who's one of our guys in between one of the breaks when he was on with Colleen and Don and Bradley, and he said it's just he said it's amazing. He goes, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, it's long, but it's amazing.
How fun is that?
I can't wait.
How fun is that? And then other things that are happening is the other movies that we've been talking about this week. Chris Hewitt also gave it 3.5 stars, which he doesn't do often.
Nice.
A Good Person, the Adam Sandler, Zach Braff, Morgan Freeman, Molly Shannon. It just got like
Lawrence
a
Pugh.
It kind of got on Rotten Tomatoes from critics only. It got 60.
Oh, well.
Whereas John Wick got 96.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John Wick is gonna be.
I know.
Yeah, a lot of violence. So if you're not into violence, I wouldn't recommend it. Wouldn't recommend.
Yeah. No.
It's a very violent movie.
Is it time to sing?
Yeah.
Lori's
got something. Yeah,
just
let's get
one real quick thing. You asked me to ask my friends who work at Nike.
Mm. Yes.
That we ran into.
Yes.
About the Air movie.
Yes.
And she said, Amanda said, yeah, Nike doesn't have anything officially to do with the movie, but they are all struck at when they saw the stills of Ben Affleck as Phil Knight.
Nice.
They're like dead ringer for him because he does have that kind of hair.
Uh-huh.
He was tall, and she said, we're waiting to see what happens when the movie comes out if Nike sales.
Oh, they will. They will.
Oh,
100%. I mean, Nike's with their shoe collection is already huge, but this will add the buzz. Just like when Jordan came out with his documentary, all of his apparel went up. You bet your butt.
Do you have any of these Nike Jordans?
No, I don't do shoe collecting. No, I don't. No. It's
I love
a lot of money. A lot of money in that one, and I don't have a lot of money. So,
Is that what we're hearing here today?
The shoe industry is more intense than a lot of the stuff that I get into. It's crazy.
Really?
And then they don't last unless you take care of them. It's like plants. They die out. It's not.
I love it. Shoes are like plants. Well, they die.
If you don't use them, they literally fall apart.
Do they really?
Yes. Like, if you look at old shoes, like Jordans from the 80s, we'll get to the song here in a second. They are, if you don't wear them, they fall apart.
Ah!
Yes. So that's where it's tricky to get into that. But let's play a little
song.
This
song is in the Air 80s soundtrack.
Let's go.
Yes.
There we go.
What's been going on? Have a great weekend.
What's been going on?
Woo! Aloha, Lori.
Aloha.
Thanks,
Aloha.
Grant. Great show start here tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. This is My Talk. We'll be back later.
Done. Off you go.